lie. I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling emotion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. She so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. Co-pilot.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing, man? Welcome to another one, man. It's your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation. Which, you know what I do each and every week. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And y'all know I got something for y'all this week as well. But, you know, I got to start the show off like I do each and every week, giving thanks to all the people that download the audio version of this platform, man. I definitely appreciate y'all. As always, got to make sure I always get that out, because that's a real thing for people to want to listen to what you got to say, as well as your guests, man. So it's super dope. So I appreciate y'all, man, as always. So it looked like I got a little lag going on. Y'all know how it is. Hey, with technology, we deal with it, but we here, all right? So another thing, I got to give into the sponsors so y'all know what to do, man. Double shout out to V Atlas Wine, man. V Atlas Wine. Y'all know the vibes, y'all. Definitely, the wine tasting is coming up in February of 2025. So y'all know what to do for all my business owners out there and all my people that's into networking, right? And the people that really got something that they want to get with the people. Because, you know, a lot of people got services and stuff like that, but they don't network with the right group of people so they can get the right thing out. So you know what we doing. We putting the event together, and it's going to be fly, and it's going to be a wine tasting event. So y'all know what to do. Hit us up at sparkingconversation@gmail.com. You know, put in the subject line networking event 2025 so you can get all the information when it's time to get it, right? So you can be in the building. Right. So that's what's up with that. Other than that, y'all know what to do. Sparking Conversation. Y'all know the merch is available and it's ready. Y'all know what to do. Hit me up at sparkingconversation@gmail.com. Or y'all know, y'all follow me everywhere, man. Everywhere that y'all follow me at, y'all know the vibe. And I can get y'all the links and y'all can get it. Or y'all can hit us up on my link tree right there. And you can see the tab called merch. And then you can just click on that and then boom. You can get to it, y'all. So double salute to y'all. Double salute to Java Burn for all of y'all that's getting the Java Burn. I see y'all out there, man. Double salute to y'all. Also, I want to give a shout out to the Terese group, right? And guys, they available right now for all the people out there that's looking to get short order runs of your own snapbacks and fitteds, but they use embroidery. All right, so the joints is dope. They made me a joint, so I wanted to shout them out. The Terese group. You know, look them up on Instagram if you guys are looking to get some merch and y'all need that, right? So shout out to them, y'all. All right. So, wow. Y'all know we had such a week, man. This is exactly 7 days since the election, right? And the world has been going crazy since the election, y'all. I don't know what's going on, man. I don't know. I didn't know that people was going to really be this upset about who's gonna win. And it's weird, to the point where, you know, now the thing is where, you know, they got this whole thing going on out here where women are actually like leaving their men. They're getting divorced, they're breaking up with them, and they're asking women to band together and not even sleep with men, not do anything with men for 4 years, right? So they could get the Democrats back in office. And I'm shocked, right? Like, I'm shocked that so many people are going along with it, because I never understood why a group of people who don't, we never got nothing from nobody that was in power. You ain't get nothing from nobody. And the fact that you can get stuff and you don't know how to go about doing it, which has nothing to do with your race or your gender. But I just hate that we're so divided as a people, right? We're so divided to the point where we'll use anything. I told you all the time, man, race, religion, and politics is the main three things that separate us out here in this world. Gender is coming right up behind that in the fourth, because now you got you know, we worry about men and women, and then biological men, biological women, and this type of person and that type of person, because, you know, people feel like we should be respected for just who they identify as. And really, that ain't none of my business. But what is my business is the fact that no matter what, it seems like it's so many things and it's so easy to keep us separate. Right? It's so many things out here that we can use to just not allow us to come together. And I don't know if people really looking at, like, what would be the real cause for those many people to be out here and be that mad that now they're denouncing men altogether as if it's men's fault that he was in there. I don't know if y'all looked at the polls or not, but he won the popular vote too. I mean, I don't know if y'all paid attention to that or not, but he did. He won the popular vote and he won everything else. So to be honest with you, you can't blame men. It had to be a whole bunch of women that went out there and circled the black dot for him too. Like, I don't get it. Like, people don't understand the difference between, like, you know, people saying they're fighting for women rights and then for women to think that, you know, they really was going to give y'all something by keeping them in power. They didn't give y'all nothing while they was in power. All they did was allow men to take over all the women's stuff. I mean, we don't hear too much about women transitioning over into men's sports and stuff like that. We hear a few here and there, but not to the point where it's a problem. But what we're hearing is all the things that's happening to women because men are transitioning over into their sports. And my thing would be, like, if there really wasn't no need to have men and women separate in sports, then why in the world would we even have a WNBA? Why do we even have female sports at all? Right? They should just be able to play with each other. Like, right? Men and women. It should have been like that from the beginning. But the fact that they had it is because they want women to be able to compete against women to be the best against women, not against men. It's not what it's about. And the fact that, you know, what's going on is that men that can't win in men's things are now going into women's things just to be a winner. To me, that's sucker. You know what I mean? That don't really got nothing to do with whether you identify as something, right? Because how often do we really get into the fact of, you know, really getting into the mindset of a person who just want to be something, right? We don't even know if people really live the lifestyle they claim. They just can claim some shit and then be in situations where people just being mad nasty, yo, right? Forcing you to share bathrooms and locker rooms with biological men just walking around slinging and just in your face like that. Like, I'm sure, like, most women have seen one before, but I'm not, you know, sure that you just want to be forced to see one out of the, you know, just out of nowhere. Like, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? And the fact that it's men fighting or women that's fighting for the right for men to take their spot, like, that's crazy to me. And look, like I said, I'm not judging nobody in their lifestyle. You live how you want to. That's not my business. What I'm saying is that for the fact that you got real agenda out here of women saying, yo, we done with men for 4 years. Yo, we not doing this. They divorcing husbands and breaking up with people, like, yo, really seriously? Like, yo, over the fact that fam in there? And I don't understand, like, yo, he was in there before. It ain't like he a new person that ain't never been in there before. None of this stuff happened before, but now y'all saying it is. Like, you ain't even give it a chance to figure it out because it don't matter who in control. Like, what do you want for your life? Like, you is as free as you want to be. It has nothing to do with, yo, because it's opportunity out there, no matter who in power, you just got to be willing to open up your mind to what those opportunities are. They out there. What you talking about? It don't have nothing to do. It just has everything to do with you. Who do you want to be? Who are you? Right? In the sense of what do you want for your life? If you figure out what you want for your life, then you're going to go for that. What you're going to put in the forefront is that. That's it. You're not going to look around and try to blame what this other people is doing and why you ain't got this and this ain't this for you. Like, come on, yo, stop playing. Like, I don't know. We got to stop being so emotional as a group of people, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, they just allow giving them our emotions, yo. Just playing with us like that, yo. We know what they're saying, how to trigger this group of people to go this way because we just got to say this. And it's crazy to me, man. Word. So I take it like this, man. You know, for all the men out there, man, stay strong. You know what I'm saying? Stay on your 10 toes, yo. Don't bend, don't break, don't fold, man. If you're a real man, if you're a masculine man, stay there, yo, and stay in your position. And don't allow nobody to knock you off your square, yo. Just stay focused and just stay steadfast on your freedom, yo. And I mean that in all aspects. You know, a lot of times I talk to people about freedom, they be looking at me like something wrong with me because I am still saying about the thought process of freedom because people think they are. And I'm saying, yo, I bet physically you may be. You ain't got no chains on your ankles. You might not have them on your wrists and all this other shit. But up here, yo, so enslaved, man. How many people live in a routine every day, yo, because they don't think that they deserve more than where they at and what they have, because somebody told these people, like, yo, listen, yo, it's you being greedy or you being selfish to think more than what your circumstances are right now. You bugging. Like, and I don't care what nobody say, man. You don't get to talk about, you don't get to use your age for an excuse. You don't get to use none of that shit for an excuse when it comes down to what you're going to do with your life. You are here for a reason. I don't care what it is. You're not here to just be in front of somebody's computer screen all day or that shit thing. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you can't do that, but you still got a purpose alongside of that. Ain't enough time in the day. Everybody get 24 hours in a day. It's what you do with it. If you tired, then, yo, you need to figure out another life. Because that's what it's about. You spend your time, most of your time, sleep anyway. Lazy asses. Yo, listen, sleep is going to be there no matter what. But your freedom ain't. So you got choices to make. So just make the choice. And then, ladies, I feel y'all. Y'all feeling like y'all want to denounce me? All right, keep it a band. Y'all get some T-shirts made. So we ain't opening the door. Nothing for y'all. Bum asses. We're going to let y'all walk, right? We're going to treat y'all just like what y'all want. Because we should be able to respect y'all for y'all wishes, right? That's what we're going to do. So just get some T-shirts made. As a matter of fact, we make short order run shirts. So if you need some shirts made, just holler at me. I'll make them for y'all and then ignore you. So, word. But listen, I got a guest tonight. Hold on. I had a comment already. What we got going on? All throughout history, wise men have always pointed out that the longer and heavier the people fight with each other, the more the real masses of the world get rich and stronger. That is a fact. Shout out to the Rose Show for that. That is a fact. And you know what's even worse about that? It's because, you know, how can we be so predictable, though? Right? As a group of people that claim we have so much intriguingness about us and we're so special and everybody's so different and they're so enlightened, then how can everybody be triggered by the same emotion and to the point where you really would band together and get on some dumb shit like that? Like, yo, like, seriously, man, it's corny. But I got a guest tonight. And I think a lot of this has to do with, you know, how well do you, you know, what do you think about you? I want to get back to that point, right? What do you think about you, right? How many of us allow life to just let us get away from it, right? There's so many people that got the number one excuse in their life is because they got to pay these bills is why they don't even take time to take care of themselves. You know, the number one stressor that people go through is because they don't have an outlet to get things out. You know, cortisol is a real, real chemical that our body produces. And when you stress and when you go through different things, your body produces that. And not only does that sit in your system, it causes you to feel certain ways. It causes you to feel down. It causes you to allow certain thoughts to overtake your mind, thoughts of things that are not there, and cause you to make rash decisions because of your thoughts, because of the fact that you won't do what you need to do to de-stress yourself. Working out, taking care of your physical is such an amazing way for you guys to balance that. You gotta find time. You can't say like 20 minutes a day. You could find time. If you could find time to play a video game, or if you could find time to, you know, stroll on, you know, even, you know, scroll on social media, even if you got 10, 15 minutes to do that, then you got 10, 15 minutes to put into your body. Understand, it all counts, it all works, but you gotta be focused on that. Mental stability comes from your physical stability, having a balance. I promise y'all. So we're going to talk about that, right? So I'm going to bring my guest up real quick. So we're going to get into it, because, you know, she go by Coach E. She go by Coach. And I think that it's always dope that when a person starts off with a name Coach, that means they got something to teach. So we're going to learn, all right? So let's figure this out real quick. Yo, 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 what's going on?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
I no doubt. Yo, well, first off, let me welcome you to the platform. I definitely appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here. I've been anticipating this since we set it up, so I'm ready.
I no doubt, y'all. I'm thankful. So what we're going to do before we get into anything, we got to do the honors of letting you introduce yourself to the audience and then tell them why you're on the platform this evening.
So what's up, everybody? My name is Coach Isha, and I am what you might call a self-care coach, but my focus is mostly on holistic wellness. So as he's been talking about with you guys, I've been backstage listening to him talk, and he spoke about your physical well-being. And so what I like to focus on is mind, body, and energy to give like a balanced, like whole self approach to your wellness and your self-care. And so that's what I'm here to talk about today.
That's so dope. Yeah, because I feel like it's important. I feel like it's important that people have to find time. You can't use everyday life struggles in order for you not to focus on yourself at some point, right? You got to find a means of making it happen. So let's do this. Talk to us a little bit about what got you into this journey.
So it's funny enough that you mentioned having to find the time, because if you don't find the time, then your body will make you find the time. So that's kind of how I got into it, is I had a lot of mental fog going on at the time. When I first started getting into taking my self-care seriously, I had a lot of mental fog going on. I was just kind of out here just letting life pass me by. Like, I didn't really have a whole lot of thought about what I wanted to do. And you mentioned earlier about knowing yourself. So like my self-concept just wasn't where I wanted it to be. And the easiest thing for me to do at the time to kind of lift that fog and clear things out and really just have like, kind of like a clean slate, I was like, maybe let me try working out. That was one thing I had never really given a whole lot of serious thought to, but I was also going through some, you know, transitions with my body at the time. And so I was like, now is a better time than any to just get into it. And so once I started, I realized that I was like really more into it than I thought. And I just kept going with it. And over the years, of course, I've had a child since then, and, you know, a lot of things have happened. I've gotten older since then, and so it's had to grow with me. And so that's one of the reasons why I say sustainable self-care plans instead of just, you know, a regular self-care plan, because it needs to be something for me that can grow with me as life changes, like as you have those physical body changes, but also, you know, mental changes, emotional changes, lots of things impact the body in ways that we may not even realize sometimes. And it goes beyond what we eat. It's what we consume, period. So that's what really got me started into just self-care overall and really taking it serious. Because as, you know, as a Black woman and growing up, that wasn't in my childhood. That wasn't one of the things that was really highlighted, was taking care of ourselves. We always, take care of the family, and you take care of the kids, and you take care of your job, and you take care of the community. But it's not very much talked about of how to take care of ourselves. And once I became a mom, that really, really hit home for me, because it's like, you know, if you're not taking care of you, then how effectively are you taking care of everybody else? So.
Right. Well, no, I think that matters, because you're right. Your body will put you into a space where you got to make a decision. It's just that some people, I guess, they allow, you know, life to make the decision for them, even though their body is speaking to them, right?
Yeah.
Because what I find out about working out a lot of times is that, you know, anytime your mind and your body is put to a point where you have to push through something, it just allows you to be able to make it through life's tough challenges a little bit better, right? Because you've set yourself in a position where, you know, every few days or so, or however often you can do it, as long as you stay consistent, right? That you push yourself, right? Mm-hmm. You push through yourself that don't feel good. Like, working out doesn't feel good until after you worked out.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But like during the workout, it don't feel good. But that's like life, right? Like during whatever the trial that you're going through, it don't feel good. Why? Because we don't know the outcome yet. Most of the trials that we deal with, or the mind thing that we deal with, I was going to say the mind fuck that we deal with, is the thought of the outcome because of how it feels going through it.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going to happen after this? How is this going to be when this happens? Most people do that when it comes to a job or whatever, like knowing that they shouldn't, they got to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but pushing through, you know, yeah. That's why I think working out is so beneficial to your mental, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you said earlier that, you know, it kind of forced you to get a sustainable,
mm-hmm.
you know, scenario for yourself. Describe to the people what you mean by sustainable, because, you know. Yeah.
For me, let me backtrack. When I developed what I call sustainable in terms of self-care, it was around the time when I realized I was going through some postpartum challenges, and I had no idea. Again, something that's not very heavily talked about or talked about nearly enough. And so I was working a full-time job, but I was not very satisfied in the work. It was a demanding job, so I was spending more time at work than I was at home. I've got like a young child at home, so lots of things going on. And so I was like, I have to find a way to take care of myself, but something that still makes sense with my lifestyle, like something that I don't have to try too hard to do. So the number one thing for me was that it had to be practical. It had to be stuff that was going to be kind of fairly easy for me to do. Didn't require a lot of prep work or anything like that because of the lifestyle that I was living at that time. And oftentimes, I think because of the lifestyle, sometimes we have a hard time fitting in self-care because we have this idea of all these external things that it would take to have a self-care plan. But
right.
For me, I was like, it needs to be something that more so is established internally first, because I really didn't even have the bandwidth on the external to take on anything else that would, you know, contribute to my self-care. So it had to be practical. It had to be something that started within me first, because believe it or not, some people don't really see the benefit of anything other than external self-care. And I just want to kind of help people wrap their mind around, when you start from the inside first and you let it go out, like, it's so much more sustainable that way. It's so easier to maintain your peace, your joy, your happiness, and things like that. So it also had to be functional for me. So again, something that was able to be incorporated into everyday life stuff. I didn't want right. something I had till I had to get paid to do, or something that I was gonna have to go find a babysitter in order for me to do to take care of myself. Like, it had to be something I could do just in the comfort of my own home. And so that was why working out was one of the very first things I turned to. That was something I started doing right in my living room. I didn't have any particular workout plans or anything like that. It was total freestyle, but it was also authentic to me. It was something right. that felt good doing. So all of those factors came into developing a sustainable self-care plan. But the most important thing for me was that it had to be something that I could customize with my everyday life. And it had to be something that nobody could take from me, you know, something that I didn't have right. to be, like, sit around and wait on to do. And I really, to start off with, I started looking at things that I already enjoyed. And that was what led me into being able to kind of incorporate it in a way that fit my everyday lifestyle. It wasn't hard. For instance, right. working out. I also love to paint. So I just kind of eased it into my lifestyle as it was until I could kind of grow and do it more and do it more and do it more. So that was how
I started. That's dope, because like I was saying earlier, like, you know, a lot of times whenever we find a way, right, for things that we know that we need in our lives, other things find a way to us. So it's almost like a law of attraction, so to speak, right? It's like the energy that you put out there, right? So if you kind of think about it, the more that you make time for, you know, that particular part of yourself, the more that you attract other things that help you to have more time, because the ultimate goal is for you to have more time. And that's my ultimate goal of freedom, right? It's having control of your time. And I know when I said that in other settings before, people, you know, they try to think I'm saying, oh, you think we slaves and all. And I'm like, nah, see, first of all, I'm talking about your time. But like, because if you have to live for the weekend, or if the weekend is the most important days of the week to you, then you're not free.
That
should just help you to understand. And I get it. You know, people say, yo, I got to pay my bills, I got to do all these other things. Okay, I get all that. But you got to pay your bills by making money. Is there ways that you could find a way for money to make money for you?
Right.
Because that's a mindset, right? Because if people really looked at money for what it is, it's a tool, right? So if people would use money to send it out there to bring back more friends of theirs, right? That's how you get to your freedom, or that's how you free up your time. But you have so many people who don't put that into perspective. Like, working out at home, you might not be able to get a gym membership right now, right? Because you don't have the time. But if you put the time into working out, then all of a sudden, bam, you just out of nowhere. You never know. Next thing you know, it's a gym opening up around the corner from you, and they offer daycare service. So then now you're like, oh, shit. Like, man, I ain't even have to, you know what I mean? So you just never know. You just got to put yourself in the energy like you already got it. So let me ask you this, because one of the parts of what you said earlier in your intro was holistic, right? Because you said about the inside, because definitely people don't understand this. It's very important to sweat. Mm-hmm. It's very, very, very important to sweat. And because it helped get so many things out of your body that is just sitting in there that you don't get out if you don't normally drink a certain amount of fluids a day. Right, you don't get that half a gallon to a gallon a day. Trust me, it's stuff just sitting inside of you, just throughout the atmosphere from all the crazy things that go on out here. So, let's talk a little bit from the holistic space. What do you kind? What is your holistic approach to the wellness that you talk about?
So, for me personally, it's been a work in progress, but I found what has worked the best for me was to do it from an intuitive approach, because we all have very unique needs. And as you go through your processes of things like detoxing, if you're into different things like juicing, like fasting, and all of these things, as you're essentially correcting your body from the inside out. So there's going to be different needs that come up. There's going to be different windows where you may need to do a purge. You may need to do a fast. You may need to do some kind of cleanse. You may need to start switching out products that you're using as your body, again, is correcting itself from the inside out, and not just from the things that we're eating. We're talking about even with your mindset. It's a whole process getting from A to Z. And so that middle part is where really all of your practice and your work is coming in. That's going to get you these Z results. So to help me kind of enjoy that process a little bit more and not feel restrained or restricted in what I'm eating and what, you know, things like that. And also to remember to give myself grace to grow in that middle process. I let a lot of what I consume be intuitive. And so that is going to take a lot of self-evaluation. Like, you're going to have to know yourself. You're going to have to really, like you said earlier, your goal and what you want to achieve. You got to know what it's going to take for you to get there. I can coach you all day and motivate you and inspire you and all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, I can't do the work for you. I don't know what everybody actually would need from this point to that point. I can only give you suggestions and tips and hope that you will take the ball. And so I like to keep things on the needs and on how that lines up with my goal. If I eat this, right? If I eat like this, is that bringing me any closer to my goal? But also, I'm not shaming myself if I do eat it. I'm not beating myself up over, you know, if I backslide or whatever the case may be. That's where that grace comes in and that compassion comes in, because that's an important part of any transformation, any personal development. You want to know that you're going to need to give yourself time to grow. So it's very much an intuitive approach. And again, going back to that mind, body, and energy, I kind of just, from day to day, I decide how I want my day to go, basically. I wake up at a time that feels good to me. I'm very anal, if you will say, about my me time in when I get up, because that's my time to set the tone for the whole home, for myself, for my day. That's my time to check in, you know, energetically, to check in spiritually, and, you know, kind of do what I need to do for me to get me started for the day. So that's how I make sure I get that mind wellness in there, that body wellness with the physical and the energetic wellness is, you know, a compilation of everything. A lot of things influence and impact from day to day. So you kind of gotta just know yourself and be honest with yourself and be willing to be vulnerable with yourself and call yourself on your bullshit, because a part of that transformation and that journey is a lot of with you, because it's you versus you at the end of the day. So no matter what approach you're taking to wellness, if you're not looking in the mirror and you're not, you're comparing yourself to other people, or you're thinking it's somebody else is your competition, or if you got all these excuses, then it's going to always be that. You're going to keep attracting more of that. So, you know, I keep it on a level of making sure that whatever it is that I'm doing for my wellness, alignment with what I actually want to manifest and see for my wellness. And that's cool. It's really simple, like like that.
Well, I mean, I think it is simple, right? But it's not simple to change your thought process, right? Because it takes physical action to change your thought process, not the other way around. And that's what's so intriguing about life, or like being a spiritual being, right? Being a person that connects with yourself spiritually will help you to understand that, you know, that's a tough part to really have to change the way you think, because it's more about your subconscious, right? Because your subconscious will bring up thoughts that you ain't really thinking, but it'll bring it up for you because it's what you've used before as reasons to not do things before. So the subconscious is going to go to the familiar. So if you're used to not taking certain chances, or if you're used to thinking a certain way, or if you're used to not putting, you know, not being in service to others sometimes, and you only think about yourself, if you do these things and on the inside, it makes you feel like wrong whenever you have to not be what you claim that you are, then that helps you right there to understand that, okay, listen, it's a battle between the way I think up here. Because if I change the way I think up here, it'll change the way I feel in here. And for so many others, that's not what they strive for on a daily basis. So, yeah, it's a simple thing, but that's what I mean by when it comes down to what people call this is a matrix, right? People say that we live in a matrix, and the most simple part is for us to just understand what it is. But that's the hardest part, right? Because your subconscious will have you sitting up here talking to yourself, oh, man, you know you're crazy. Like, what are you talking about? Guys, no, look at this person. They ain't thinking that. Or if you try to have a conversation with people who automatically don't think like you, it'll automatically make you feel like you're wrong for how you think, because all these other people have to be right, right? So I heard this about what they consider the black sheep, right? Because a lot of times when people are a black sheep, right, when they're considered to be a black sheep, they're always told, number one, people don't think like you, people don't act like you, and that's why people don't like you. Like, you'll hear those three things more than you'll hear anything else whenever you're considered the black sheep. The only thing people never say to people who are the black sheep is that they really did something to them. It's always what they didn't do for them that gives them these titles. So that's why I asked you about the holistic approach, because a lot of times what I mean by it is that what we put in our bodies, right? And the mindset that it takes for us to be thoughtful about, okay, listen, let me read the package. Does it have this ingredient in it? Okay, yeah, I can't. I know I love this, but no, I can't. I can't do this. No.
Yeah.
Okay, bet. Let me go look at this. Okay, so this has this in it. Okay, what does this do? All right, it said it. Okay, bam. All right, I'm going to have to try not to do this as much. You know, like you said, giving yourself grace enough to know that you're not going to be perfect, but at least being thoughtful enough to say that I'm going to have to be moderate about the things that I do from going forward.
An effort, and that's, it's like whatever the effort is that you put into it, obviously your output is going to reflect that. So if you're given a half-ass effort, then, I mean, if we want to keep it 100, if you're giving it a half-ass effort, then you're going to get half-ass results. And any coach, no matter what their background is, they'll tell you that. So it also takes time to get to that point where you are, because if you've never considered these things before, if you've never thought about holistic wellness, if you've never thought about self-care, again, it takes time to get from point A to point Z. And so you build on that through practice. Something that I like to say with my daughter is practice makes progress. And that's like just a reminder that there's always room to expand. We're always learning. We're always growing. And if you are not, then you're either in denial or you're likely dead. Because if you're living and breathing, you are growing in some aspect, whether you are taking part in that growth or not. So I would rather be an active participant in my growth and know that where I'm growing to is something that is going to help me thrive. It's going to help me, you know, keep from getting caught up in all of the triggers and the traumas and all of that stuff that's going on in the world. Not that I'm naive to it, but I just choose to focus elsewhere, because at the end of the day, I'm so glad you mentioned this earlier when you were talking in your intro about no matter who is running the country, You know, at the end of the day, what is it that you want for your life? And I literally have told her the day that the results were in, because she asked me, she was like, well, who's the president now? And so I told her, and, you know, she had this look on her face. And so I was like, I want you to know that it doesn't matter who the president is. It really never did. It matters about what you want to see for your life, what you want to do for your life, because there are people out here who are doing amazing things, no matter what kinds of blockages or policies might be in place. So that's kind of like the mindset that I've adopted over time, is to keep making sure that even if I happen to scroll on something that I'm not to be on, I don't give sure that I don't beat myself up about it. And I redirect my focus to get back on track. And you really got to be like, you got to have those down, like you have those boundaries.
Uh-oh, I think we're having a little technical difficulty because we're talking that talk. Your joint froze up a little bit, y'all. Yeah, it happens whenever you start talking that talk, you know what I'm saying? Things start going crazy out here, yo. Technology. And, yo, but yo, so what you, to piggyback off of what you're saying, I'm a firm believer in, you know, if you'll research something negative, you should be able to research something positive.
You know? Absolutely.
And I think that's the approach that a lot of people don't take when it comes to life, right? They will rather, you know, allow that emotion that it takes to make them feel some type of way that puts them into the detective mode more so than they can say, okay, bet, let me learn about herbs. Right?
Yeah.
If they're saying that these particular things are out here and they had this, that, and the third, and these group of people used to live through this, that, and the third, how did they do it? Let me figure it out. Let me go and be a person so for my family, I could take care of my family. If somebody gets sick, if somebody not feeling good, I know exactly what to put together to give them to make sure that they're good, they don't have no side effects, and it'll actually last after whatever they're dealing with, right? But then that's the part that I'll be talking about when it comes to life, man, about the choices that you have to make. It takes, like I said, that push through. That's why working out, it correlates with so many things in life, because you have to push through it. Whatever it is, you got to push through it. The exercise, you got to push through it. If you got the form down right, you got to get through it. If it's a certain amount of reps, you got to get to it. If you're pushing yourself past whatever you did before, it's you pushing through it. If you are in your living room, or you in Planet Fitness, or you in LA Fit, I don't care where you at, wherever you at, if you putting in the work, the results is going to always show itself, even if it don't show right away. Like, I hear a lot of people who say, you know, yo, I've been working out, but, you know, I can't really tell by looking at me. I'm like, nah, not yet, but how do your clothes fit?
Right, right. There's signs.
Like, how do your clothes fit, though? And then they're like, oh, well, yeah, this is a little bit. I'm saying, yeah, because you got to think about it. If you got to sculpt your body in order to get it to be a shape, but if you're trying to get it to where it needs to be, where you don't got all that excess on you, that's going to be a little different in the look. You got to be willing to look at it from both aspects. That's why balancing out, having cardio, but still being able to do some type of resistance or weight training is going to help you with that balance, right? Because I understand it's painful. I mean, working out with weights or whatever, resistance is painful.
Yeah.
The soreness afterwards, all these other things, it's painful. And, you know, you could tell it's painful because even for grown men, because I go to the gym and I see so many dudes, they walk around like this. But, like, from the knee down, it looked like they didn't even walk in there. It looked like they rode, I don't know how they got in there, by one of them little scooters or something, yo. Like, they don't walk at all. Cats ain't got no step in their life. They the thinnest calves ever, but they huge up top. So, I feel you. People avoid pain no matter what gender they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm just saying, if you could get past it and push through it, man, the feeling that you get from pushing through, from overcoming, it's that feeling that I go for while going to work out. So, you know.
It's beautiful. And there's, and at some point, you get to a point where you actually look forward to the process. Eventually, not for everybody, but I think that was a big hack for me, was figuring out ways to enjoy it, because I'm a person that likes to, if you've ever watched my workout videos, I don't typically stick to the same thing for too long, because I'll get bored. So I have to keep my workouts creative. And one of the ways that I do that is through compound exercises. So I like to combine different things. And not only does it keep it interesting for me, but it also helps me to challenge my body even more and push it even more and see what else can I do? How many more reps can I do this time? So that became enjoyable to me. And I think that's kind of like where it kind of borderlines with getting addicted to working out. I don't think I'm addicted. The benefits of learning how to enjoy that process of, you know, that transformation, because it can be painful. You do have days where you don't feel like getting up to do anything, or you're too sore and you like, I'm not doing one more damn rep or one more set. But then you realize you got one more in you. And then you like, oh, well, shit, if I got one more, then I probably got two more. And you just keep kind of hyping yourself up through it. So that's definitely helped me with that part of the process for sure.
Yeah, because like I said, it's a mental thing. To push through something, to push through adversity is mental, right? Yeah. But it's a physical push though. Because at the end of the day, like when you're going through something that's bothering you, that's stressing you or whatever, you know, you got to avoid certain things. You got to avoid binge eating. You got to avoid, you know, over-consuming alcohol, because it'll force you to make, you know, rash decisions because you're feeling some type of way, or, you know, being too comfortable around people you don't really know like that. And you know, putting yourself in a vulnerable position, you know, all these things come with the way that you feel about yourself at the moment. You've got so many people who feel a certain way, and then they'll just do something in the moment because they feel in a way, and versus it being the other way around, right? Learning how to control the emotions that you feel and learn from why you feel that way versus internalizing the feeling. Because that's the thought process that keep coming up in the subconscious all the time. That's what the subconscious use to get you to think certain things. Or you know how many things are terrible or atmospheres that are set so bad because of the way a person may be thinking, because of their subconscious thoughts got them all wrapped up in some type of negative shit, especially depending on what they may watch or listen to. Right. Because I think it's all the spirit. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why I feel like the holistic part is important with your day-to-day, learning that balance, because everything is a spirit and programming is meant to, you know, program you.
Yeah, because everything has energy. Everything carries an energy, whether you can see it or not. And so you never really know how something is going to influence your energy per se. So you have to be sort of vigilant about your energy, which is why that important part that a lot of people forget. Even with working out, we talk about mind and muscle connection or mind-body connection, but we don't often talk enough about the energy that you also have connected with that, to kind of like bring it all together and round it all out. If you are really good at the mind-muscle connection, but your energy is always shit, your results are not going to be as good or as optimal as they would be if your energy was intact, if you were really putting that energetic focus into it like you should. So definitely want to be mindful of how your energy is being impacted, even outside of working out, but you know, just on a day-to-day basis, the things that you are around, the people that you talk to, the conversations that you entertain online, what you read, all of that plays a role in it for sure.
Yeah, That's a fact. And so often it's hard to tell when something sounds like it agrees with your flesh. When things agree with your flesh, it's hard for you to see the trick, right? Because your flesh wanna believe certain things because it's already a thought process in your head. So it's like it wants to believe it because that's the drama, right? It's why drama movies and television does so good, because it's the feeling of the flesh from the drama, right? The tea, the who doing what, and who got this, and who said that, and who, you know, the drama of it all is something that has such a stronghold on the flesh of people, that they feel it on the inside, and then their thoughts just get consumed with that feeling. Because no wonder, because like, let's take, like, if you take Love and Hip Hop for an example, let's just say reality TV. I'm not going to just point out Love and Hip Hop. Let me take that back. Let's take reality TV. It's any show you want to throw out there, right? Maybe not any show, but we know the main shows out there that they don't do nothing but have a bunch of drama, fighting, throwing drinks, arguing, all this other stuff over who this, who said that, who did what. In a group of places, especially in those, the one I did call out, because everybody is supposed to have some type of spare change on these shows. They're either artists or business people or people connected to people who got money. I mean, so if that's what is supposed to be the mindset of a bunch of people who are supposed to be rich, if they arguing and fussing and fighting, you got rich to do that. So but it's the drama of it that got people hooked. I don't know how many seasons they on right now. Basketball Wives, all these other things, Real Housewives of this, that, and the third. Like, if you kind of put it all into perspective, they are whatever they are based off of drama. And people love it because it's something that you feel in the flesh. You know, so because so many people don't want to take the time to figure it out for themselves. They just go by what they feel. I hate that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be honest with you. So people could reach out to you. Well, this is another thing I was going to say, too, about your coaching idea. I think that's accountability is important, right? And I think just having somebody that holds you accountable for just being able to even get those workouts at home. I don't care if y'all meet on Zoom or FaceTime or, you know, the messenger shit and y'all work out together. Like, I don't know what it is, because, you know, people could have rooms and stuff like that where everybody could go in and they could all work out and they could do the stuff at home. Like, really create a movement of moms, especially dealing with postpartum stuff. And I think that'll be super dope, you know, to create an accountability group that will be willing to get on, you know, live on certain days for a certain amount of time, whether it could be 30 minutes. Because 30 minutes, 4 hours a day will do wonders for a person. I'm sorry, 30 minutes, 4 days a week. I don't know what I was just saying. 30 minutes, 4 days a week will work wonders for a person. I think you stuck again.
Even just 15, because something I don't do very long workouts. Like, I'm in an era of life where I'm 30 plus, and, you know, although I used to do very long workouts, but like, again, it has to be something that makes sense for my life. So I do at 15 minutes, probably on a good day, maybe 30, I'll go to 30. But a good 15 minute, it's about the intention that you put into that 15 minutes. Because you can get a good 15 minute workout and it feel like you did a 30 minute workout, depending on what you've done.
True.
So you could, you know, just dedicate some portion of your day to movement. It doesn't have to be an organized workout or anything, but just movement, stretching at least. We getting older and those limbs don't limb, okay? Those joints be popping. And a lot of it is due because we don't stretch enough. We use certain parts of the body that so.
Yeah, yeah. Dad, you froze up again. So a lot of that, what you just said, it didn't it was just breaking up. So a lot of that, what you just said, it was broken up. You were frozen, so we couldn't really make out that end part. But I think what I heard you say was, you know, you got to make sense. It got to make sense for you. How much you could put a 15 minutes of intense workout and it'll make you feel like you worked 30 minutes. You know, so it's just the intent in your workout that you put into it. You know what I mean? So I think that's dope. And like I said, I also think that could be something that moms could start, which is a good idea, having accountability and, you know, helping people get through those things if they have to have a lifestyle that doesn't offer them, you know, where they could get babysitters for their children on certain days and they can make that 15 minutes or 20 minutes work, where they could get on, you know what I'm saying, a video scenario and everybody could work out together for those 15 minutes, hold each other accountable and make it work, right? And get on certain things. Make sure y'all share certain recipes and certain things with each other. So I think that'll be dope for somebody to start. I'm not saying it's not one already. I don't know if it is, but I think that's a really dope scenario to put together, especially for moms that have babies, like, you know, that deal with postpartum scenarios. This would be great for them to get with other moms and, you know, help them with the push through, because, you know, from my understanding, they have to push through postpartum depression. It's not something that's easy, but they have to make it through. And everybody that makes it through, they make it through in a way where they are appreciative of the fact that they became a mom and not, you know, feeling so bad that, you know, they blame the children for why they feel the way they feel.
That's an important thing. That's a very important thing. As being a mom, that was one of the major factors that helped influence, you know, me to take my self-care more seriously, because I didn't want to do certain things like that. And I also didn't want to feel guilty for taking care of myself. So that in itself is a mindset that you have to, when you have to work on. And it's nice to have a supportive group where there's other moms who understand that and who can, you know, kind of help and motivate and empower through that. So it's great that you mentioned that. So y'all definitely make sure y'all are following me on Instagram, because I do have something in the works to help with holistic, you know, self-care for moms coming up really soon. So yeah, stay tapped in.
All right. So that's dope. So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to get everybody to, want you to give everybody your contact, you know, how they can find you on Instagram, Facebook, or whatever. So that way, you know, if they feeling like, yo, listen, this is something I think I want to do. I want to get into a scenario where I can start holding myself accountable for what I feel, you know, how I feel, you know, because working out is an effect of how you feel. I mean, we all want to get to what we want to look like, but it feels better after working out, right? Absolutely. So we want people to get into the mindset of, you know, being able to take control of themselves. And so tell everybody how they can get in contact with you.
Okay, so I am most active over on Instagram. So you guys follow me on Instagram at Earthy It Girl. That is Earthy, E-A-R-T-H-Y, It, I-T, Girl. I share a lot more over there than I do on any platform when it comes to holistic wellness, when it comes to parts of my personal journey, especially my workouts, things that I eat, all that kind of stuff. You can find it over on Instagram. And that's, you know, where I'll be hosting like different workshops and stuff coming up soon as well. So you want to make sure you are following me on Instagram, again, at Earthy It Girl. And that's how you can keep
it. All right. I bet. So for all of y'all that watch tonight, y'all already know we appreciate y'all, and y'all know what to do. If y'all know a mom, a new mom, or any female like that's dealing with the fact of just wanting to get back into a better them, and, you know, that may be dealing with some mental challenges and stuff like that, and need to get themselves in a position where they can start pushing through, so they can push through these things that they deal with on a day-to-day basis. This would be great for you guys to join and then have somebody that can help push you through too, you know, well, help you push through as well. So I think that'd be dope, you know what I mean, for you to actually really put that together some type of way, coach, and really solicit the moms and find ways and, you know, other groups. That's why Facebook may be important and fan base may be important too for what you're trying to do, because like I said, they have groups and you can get into these particular groups or create groups where, you know, you can target certain groups of people and get information to them, and you guys can really make something shake. So, you know, that's just a tip, but you know, you do how you do, but just, you know, let people know, you know what I'm saying? Well,
so with Facebook. We started over on Facebook originally, and then I just transitioned over to Instagram, but I do still have a active Facebook. I just am not on it as much. That's all.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, you know how it goes. You know, Facebook got a bunch of groups. So that's one of the main tools that I think, you know, most people overlook when it comes to Facebook, because they say it's a bunch of older people over there, but not necessarily in the groups. Facebook, the only place that you got groups where there are thousands of people already in the group. So you just work in a group, puts you in the eyes of thousands of people where you don't have to go through paying for a whole bunch of ads. And that's a shortcut that most people don't take advantage of, because like I said, people want the quick fix. It's just like their body. Right? It's just like the body. People don't want to work out. They want to go get a surgery, or they want to take a pill, or, you know, something else, you know what I mean? In order for them to get with the way that they look versus them actually putting in the work. So.
Not nobody. If you do what you do, that's what you do. But over here on this side, if you like the holistic approach to things, then you know.
That's the vibe. Yeah. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's very hard to knock anybody for the choices that they make, right? You know what I mean? Just like, as long as they okay and they can deal with the outcome of the choices and the decisions that they make. Because ultimately, it's between them and whoever their God is, right? But at the end of the day, I appreciate you for jumping on. It was great catching up with you. It's been a long time. We've been knowing each other for a really long time. So it's so good to see that you're still in this lane and you're still taking care of yourself, and you're out here helping other people keep that mindset together too as well. So that's super dope. Like I said to all of y'all that watched, thank y'all so much. Thank you for the comment. Thank you for those that watch the playbacks all the time. I really appreciate y'all. And this has been another dope episode. And I want to make sure that y'all take into consideration, man, yourself, right? It's not selfish to take care of you. And don't let nobody make you feel guilty because you take time out of the day, no matter what's going on, to take care of yourself, because you only get one you. And you only get one body, and you got to live it to the fullest. And you got to live it to your best. You can't live it for other people. They just got to feel how they feel. But at the end of the day, as long as you're taking care of you, then you can take care of other people. You can't do it the other way around, right? So thank y'all so much for joining us tonight. And like I said, you know the vibe, y'all. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week, peace. You know, and that's the way life.